This is Rodog, and you're listening to Bonus Tracks on KXCI Tucson, where KXCI youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about the music in the world we share. Today, we're going to be exploring what lo-fi is. When it began, what is it, and when it started. Let's get right into it. The term lo-fi comes from low fidelity, meaning lower quality or stripped back production. Lo-fi is also made of tons of different music genres, like hip-hop, jazz, and dream pop. Lo-fi can be traced back to 1950s rock and roll, made cheaply and quickly on standard equipment. Lo-fi has been found to have calming effects on a person's brain, which can be helpful to people with anxiety or stress. Lo-fi can be a form of relaxing therapy, and it can help people fall asleep. Lo-fi can be a good resource for studying too. It can help you focus, and it's very relaxing. Why is lo-fi so popular? Lo-fi creators used YouTube and SoundCloud to gain more listeners, and lo-fi is now one of the most streamed genres on Spotify. I also think the following artists make great lo-fi music: Powfu, Shiloh Dynasty, 8%, and Sad Boy Prolific. My personal favorite genre of lo-fi is either hip-hop or rock and roll, but I also like sad lo-fi because it makes me feel all the feels. To hear more bonus tracks, go to kxci.org. This is DJ Rodog, and I'm out.